around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
That's known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York we did here. Now, they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York. But no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something... Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird names. I want the whole suburb.
And when my son, my older son, Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm,
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. I assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Did they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really commit to the role?
So, A, it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like...
Neurotic? It's Jason is Jason, right. Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
Beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they asked.
And you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need...
But this is TV.
That's
like theater.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theater types think theater is above movie
well,
star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theater, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character.
Let's go back to 1980.
Now who would have thought that would read so badly now?
Yeah. I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
It's a movie about a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's not how it was sold to us, though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans... Have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
She's
true.
So radiant in that film.
And delightful.
That you just kind of, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do that?
You want me to ring her up?
ring her up.
She might. Who knows?
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But anyway, you do. Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look? And I've been searching for a different look. And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
Another diner. I didn't know. I was with other people and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you because I've got the gray hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well, yeah.
I only have the beard. You at least got the hair.
I've got Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's... What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I could pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted to ask you, but I thought, You that's feel like you're the guy
and a
to ask.
Bit of swag.
You
that's
feel
all
like
it
the
is.
Guy to ask. But,
yeah, when it comes to styling and. But, yeah,
and do you just morph from the Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, and esque? It wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And
lives.
I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm. I have
you
done.
Do a little... You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did do a Malcolm
I wasn't
in the
a huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But,
that's all right.
But the story arc, you enjoyed those? Like, because
so,
you mainly
talking about
theater.
Guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is, A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes, because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But if they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors
It could be actors, writers, directors, yep. The whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's
right.
Their house.
And you're comfortable in their house, or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guessed it on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into, and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon... Was that way?
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was
yes.
that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess right on a couple of occasions.
You made all the right
choices.
I was
invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, they are... Because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful, only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way, there's layer upon layer of... extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always... One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went...
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's for, that's about the only choice I get
so
to
So what? You can't
tell
you...
The rest of it is, you know, is it really happening? Is it? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no?
Okay,
that's okay. Good.
And then they fall through some of these
some
things?
Some fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some, they, you know, but it's... There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please,
oh my
thank,
God,
you, thank you.
You
know. Well, look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. Because you've been in our lives our whole life. That makes that. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors.
Oh, well,
and you feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No.
You don't even know yourself, whether you're George, Jason.
I'm still searching.
Good luck with
I'll
the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. Thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No, what do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came out with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them.
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just
no.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That
you've
is
been
the glory
by
of
unicorn.
Being me. Is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get
it.
The lion's share of the money.
I love
with
it.
None of the responsibility.
That's what we all want,
right?
It's good to see you, mate. Thanks
Thank
so much for
friend.
Having me.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to see you.
And do the look.
I know. I'm going
it's
to.
It's going
to
be
I'll
great.
Send you a photo.
I look forward. To it.
Thank you, mate. There's Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only
play that game, but you win me every time. Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention. You know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you and my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Been a few weeks since we've done a TMI. Have an interesting fellow ladies lineup.
Yes.
All we know about this guy so far is that he's open for relationship. Are we going to go through all these little weird closet skeleton things?
Yep, that's right. And then you'll find out everything you need to know up front before you even begin the date. Yeah. And if you don't like what you hear, if you hear one particular information, bit of information, hang up. That's fine, because we've got 10 ladies all lined up, ready to date, and we'll see who's left at the end
of it. It just cuts to the chase, so you don't find out 3 months later, he's missing three toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a while. I'm not going to lie. But hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things?
Well,
okay?
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
Okay. It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay, we're driving through. This is Port Stevens here on the left.
That's actually spot on. Yeah, literally like that.
My mum and stepfather did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see the country.
You meet some fascinating people. Some people you'd rather not see.
Banged any of them on the bus, on the tour bus?
Look, Cole, I mean, there was a moment in Europe. I don't know if it's in my TMIs or not, but I could talk about that.
Well, if it's not, we'll
bring it up. Otherwise, we'll hear it soon, no doubt.
How many ladies are on the phone there, Jackie? 10
ladies. Here we go. Here's fact number one.
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm a short ginger king at 5'8".
Five foot eight,
and ginger. But you think those two are important?
But that's not, you're not Harry Styles. You're not Prince Harry ginger.
Literally all the time.
Prue hates redheads.
Ah, come on.
Okay.
All my life.
Okay. All right. Let's go to fact number two.
I love to collect coffee mugs.
Huh?
Oh, that's okay. A coffee mug.
Well, it depends. If What's he's got the entire lounge room wall yeah. covered.
How many coffee mugs do you have there?
There is 30 in one of my houses. And then I'm pretty sure I've stored like another box of a 20 or so at my mum and dad's house. So
right.
there is a fair amount of coffee mugs I collect from most places around the world.
All right. All right. Let's go to fact number three.
My party trick is that I pick drinks up with my toes.
Oh, you pick drinks up with your toes. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife does that. I call her chimpanzee feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She picks up the remote and everything,
doesn't
she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do that
really
well.
Half monkey, my wife's half monkey. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
No, well, that's just why I use my hands when I can use my feet, you know?
Well, the good thing is, let's say you're massaging your lover with two hands full of oil, you can still puff away on your cigarette with your feet.
Exactly. I can, like, get it mostly up to my mouth. I used to get it all the way up to my mouth when I was 20, but now that I'm a bit older, it's a bit harder, you know?
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Quite Let's flexing. Go to fact number four.
People always think that I'm gay.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a massive theatre guy.
Theatre guy.
Yeah, a massive theatre. I'm at the theatre like every single week and people, I think someone called me once the most straight, like a homosexual presenting guy that they've ever seen. So I'm very...
What an honour.
Yeah, I know. People always just say, oh, I thought you were gay. And like, no, I'm straight.
I don't look at people and think gay, unless it's obvious... Like Lockie or someone like that, you look and you think gay. I don't think of it. So it's weird. You just seem
girls
like a nice
do.
Fella.
Oh, girls do.
Yeah,
do
girls.
They?
Girls yes. generally. Yeah, you get to that point.
The
where
girls
you're like,
are the ones saying.
Yeah,
that.
You make your move on them, and they go, "Oh, sorry, I thought you were gay." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not."
And you go, "Oh no," and they go, "Well, how weird that you've been watching me undress in my wardrobe for the last 6 months, masquerading as my best gay friend."
Here's fact number five.
I've been hurt by blondes before, so I'm only into brunettes.
Oh,
yeah. Interesting.
Is that right?
Yes. Hurt by how many blondes are we talking?
Probably three times now. Three times. You know, you go fool me once, fool me twice. Third time, it's like a done deal.
And you're putting that down to them being blonde, or have you tried brunettes and they've just never hurt you?
Yeah, yeah. I've had, I've been with a couple of, you know, brunette girls, Spanish girls, South American, and,
And they don't break your heart. Yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay. So... Gee, that's very mature to decide after two blondes. All blondes are out.
Yeah, all
well,
blondes
I might have been
out.
Waiting for Jackie to come into my life, you know.
Angelica hung up.
Angelica's hung up. She's 25. She must be blonde.
She loves military type boys.
Oh,
I know the type.
Oh, that's not you?
That's
no.
Not me.
Reckons it's the emotional damage that she loves.
Oh, no. Who's hung
she
up
loves
now?
With, oh, she would love Hulk.
We've got Lauren.
Lauren's hung up.
She hung up too.
Ah, Lauren's aren't any good anyway.
Oh, Lauren's are beautiful.
They're no good.
Oh, no. Who's hung up now?
Must be all blonde people. No.
Oh, God. Is
Lucy.
It Lucy?
She just separated from her husband. So she just wants a little bit of fun, and she must have thought, "Ah, this guy's soft cock, I'm out."
Right.
So, well, you do come across a little, but you are a bit soft cock with the weird, all blondes.
Well,
I mean,
she's good at hanging around. You never know.
I get it.
Let's go to fact number six.
I used to wear suits everywhere because I was obsessed with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is he?
The gay one.
Ironically, the gay one. Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Oh, no, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, someone else. Melissa's
hung
up.
Back when I was a teenager.
Oh,
that's fine then.
Yeah.
But let's have a listen. Who'd you miss out on? Melissa, she's a baker.
Oh, shit.
Who loves tattoos that they're hanging up.
Katie's hung
gone.
Up too.
What's her story, Jackie?
Katie, where is she?
She's a copper.
Oh, there we go. She is. And she
she's
loves
a cop
to crochet.
Who loves to crochet.
Oh, interesting.
She wants a gentle guy that's happy and he wants...
And
she,
simple behind her...
No, she wants him... Sorry, that is happy to act as a simp behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
As a what?
Is a simp like the
Peter
guy that...
Peter wrote that.
Will...
Is that the right information,
like,
Peter?
Sort of thing, you know what I mean?
No. I thought a simp was like you're dominating him. Is that right?
Let me call her back
in
one second.
Or is he
Hey, guys, it's Hulk here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Hulk, he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's what
Just to clarify, a simp is like a dude who, like, he's a bitch for women. Like, he lets the women wear the pants. Sorry, I'm eating a croissant.
Yeah.
And I just got a tooth taken out yesterday, so I'm really
that's
living the dream.
That's fine, bro. You do you. We're all terrified,
oh,
so whatever you
God.
Want.
That's hilarious.
So you're saying that cop wants some little bitch at home that she can
dominate.
And this guy doesn't clarify that. He qualifies this.
He fits the bill to me.
I thought I'd kind of fit that bill a little bit. I'd be
happy. That's what I think. That's not being insulting. You're 5'8", you're ginge, you're soft, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You know? Maybe that copper was a blonde.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to next fact, number 7.
Once in India, I thought I met God.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I ended up in hospital randomly from what it turns out to be heat stroke, and in the midst of, like, my heat stroke sort of delirium, this woman just appeared in front of me, massaging my head and saying, "Rest now, my child, you'll be fine." And then I passed out, and I swear that I think it was God.
So you don't think that was a real, like, a village woman that came up and found you collapsed?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was, like, some sort of spiritual thing?
They chucked me on the back of a tuk-tuk and took me to the nearest hospital, and then I passed out and I came to, and then this woman was like, "Rest now," and I was like, never saw her again, and I was like, was that God? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I met Jesus once.
Oh, yeah?
I was I was overseas, did LSD, and then I was chatting to this girl who was a hairdresser from Newcastle.
Oh.
And she was telling me things, and I was like, "I think you're Jesus reincarnated."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think we've lost our way here a little, everyone. What's the next fact, please?
No offence, but I'm not really into the thicker girls.
Same.
We've lost one.
Yeah. Oh, Maria. Big Maria out.
Maria's gone. We're left with two, okay? Okay. So two are left. We've got Lizzie and Alana.
Oh, nice.
Sound lovely.
Okay, let's go to fact number 9.
I have a podcast all about theatre.
Well, there you go, the last two.
Yeah. They'll jump off, isn't that it? That's it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what? It doesn't matter that theatre's another limp-wristed type of association you've got. You've got your own podcast about it. That's something to be admired.
Yeah, I get
that's
invited to all the opening nights. You know, I'm there every day, opening nights all the time. So
that's
I'm always
good.
Happy
you
to bring
enjoy that.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the last fact.
Dare we play it with one caller left?
No.
Roll it.
I once dumped a girl because she wanted kids and I don't. Well, that's probably going to be the turning point.
No. Like, you're only 30 and you did this once. When? Years ago?
Yeah, it was actually just last year. She wanted kids, like, you know, now.
You've got to be both ready.
And I did.
You both got to, it's, you know, can't be, you can't just give someone a child because they want it.
Like, I'm not saying I'm open to it, but it just wasn't at the time.
Alana is left and she has not hung up. So, Alana, meet Justin.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Alana, I'm going to read out some of your stats the producers took. She's into guys with accents, tall, dark, handsome guys, completely the opposite of what we got sitting here.
Completely the opposite, but that's okay.
She is a business manager and was on Australian Idol last year.
No way.
Alana, do you remember me?
What did you sing?
Is this the hat?
The hat? No.
No, clearly not.
It was at the end of the night. I sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. Definitely not the song I want to choose. Pink dress and not a good time.
Pink dress?
Yeah.
You had a pink dress? What color? Is your hair white?
No. It's like brunette-y, reddy dye.
That's unlucky.
Ah, there we go.
I'm just trying to be... Like, I barely know who won last year.
Are you brunette?
I am.
Oh, I remember.
Tick. Oh.
There
was what? Yeah. That's a 50-50 there.
Okay, Justin, do you want to ask her a question since she knows so much about you?
Yeah, I'd love to know what is one kind of, like, what's your worst date story that you've had that kind of, like, has struck you to the core?
God, he's asked like a newspaper journalist question.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, no. Justin.
I mean, there's lots of worst date stories, to be honest. Everyone's got their thing. God. I mean, off the top of my head, you really put me on the spot here.
Maybe you've never had a real bad date, you know? There's something stands out or it doesn't, really.
I mean, there was one time I had to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Not sure if that was completely catfished.
What do you mean? You felt trapped or what happened?
Yeah, he tried to, like, lure me to this place that was isolated, and yeah, it was like a full thing. And
oh,
then like
so
home and stuff. Yeah,
jeez, that is a proper bad date story.
That's by the time we got to the date.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Wow, you two, like, so you want to go out on a date together?
I mean, I'm definitely interested. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I like your energy. I like that you're into theatre.
Thank you.
I like that you collect coffee mugs as well, because me too.
Alana, enjoy your date. Justin, lovely to meet you. Hope it goes well.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay. Beautiful
side. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Sky blue sky.
Oh, my God.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection Homes only.
Mimosa Homes.
What's on at this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags and carnival rides.
More fun for all.
Super dogs and a new motocross show.
And more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show. Family pass, just $99. Ends this Sunday. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairizer Corporation.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale. Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
It's going! Sold! Congratulations!
When making the decision to sell your home, you don't want to leave anything to chance. You need an experienced agent you can trust. Barry Plant Real Estate has been selling homes in Victoria for 45 years, with over 130,000 homes sold in the last 15 years alone. So for the knowledge and experience you need to sell your home, speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, Your home is in safe hands.
Resources mined or quarried in Australia one day are being manufactured into bricks, aluminium and glass using Australian natural gas the next. Natural gas is used by Australian manufacturers to generate extreme heat over many hours to process and add value to Australia's natural resources. That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss.
I know I can grow on with the Hairy Pill. I can grow on
Hairy Pill.
For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Taranza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus, a 50,000-kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
iHeart Podcasts. Pick of the week.
Maddie Johns here from Backstage with Cooper and Maddie Johns.
Yes, and this podcast is all about interviewing people from all different walks of life, entertainment, music, sport, you name it, or it could just be us spinning a couple of yarns.
Yeah, it's really good. We've had actors like Brennan Cowell, Maddie Noble, we've had sports stars, and yeah, they give us just great insights into their lives and their careers.
Listen to Backstage with Cooper and Maddie Johns now on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melbourne's number one hit music station, 101.1. This is Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you.
I'm so in love with you. I know this much is true. I can't get over.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. Jack's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off, on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed. I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
Well, I don't want to say Aura, because how would I know, you know? I don't know,
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying like narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah. Wow, it's this is ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live. Right. But it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it with everyone else.
And then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside. Tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
It sounds like he might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into that.
Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right in calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is. Like,
yeah. It's not... Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girl thinks
is a narcissist. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're what a narcissist were, you're trying to make your fringe as perfect.
But a narcissist isn't someone who wants to, like, look good.
What is it?
That's not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls...
What's the dictionary meaning?
No, Lockie, get the dictionary meaning of what a narcissist is, and no one's changed the meaning. It's just people now understand the definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained. That's every person on earth, so everyone knows. And if you want to break it down even more...
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves before they
don't have a lot of empathy. They're incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic to other people, but behind closed doors, never said anything about that.
Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's
it's
giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, it's just a quick definition. Yeah, if you want to understand it more,
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle,
you're super charismatic and you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely correct.
When the adoration wears off in a partner.
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
So,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-colored glasses.
You know what?
But they make out they're amazing to everyone.
anyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
To myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think that you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, like, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
People
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they don't kind of, they're just...
Making someone, do this or do that because you want this and you feel that you've read a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to mix or you don't.
Look, you're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone... I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer... You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like, adore you.
Then
as the relationship grows and time
and
goes
they realize
on...
just a piece of shit,
it's just, it's not as honeymoon is.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship.
Right, and so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored, so they find
they
that feed...
into the next stage of just...
That's right. So
sorry, how would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as straight people.
Again, you're missing out.
But you know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. You're looking like...
No, but he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and fighting?
I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah, well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
And if weed shows up,
then...
What, they're going to cancel
because
the fight?
Because that's on the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it means an automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fighter.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
They're just making sure you don't budget.
Yeah, but why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men in women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry, it's not the right
forum. You don't have to bring that up. Yeah, like, that's a different argument, but this
is... Well, you know, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed
is, but in general, drug testing in sport, I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing...
I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's
true. And here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like, are you allowed to box when you've got alcohol, if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
Don't know. It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
You've got what he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. If you want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well, here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread.
Mm.
And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
So that's just to swap up the mac.
And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
at the
moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with other inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, "No deal." Because he obviously was the Deal or No Deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison, and any bit of entertainment,
of course, the
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well,
no deal. They're all... No deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. Yeah. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power. Win it,
win it! One game, one world record, and one chance for eternal glory. Just tell us, is this a soft drink or a beer?
Beer.
Oh, I definitely can't hear it. That was a soft drink.
Wrong again.
Have a crack at the world record of 8 cans in a row and etch your name in Australian folklore forever. Can you hear it? It's on every day this week on Will and Woody.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on KISS 1011.
Yes, sir!
Tom Gleason is putting Pete Hellier, Aaron Chan, Reese Nicholson, Mel Buttle and Conchetta Caristo to the task.
These idiots going to struggle, aren't they?
New Taskmaster, 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. 1 Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
On a game day, work day, school day, moving day, rainy day, you can ask, "Are you okay?" any day. Because life happens every day. Check in often and have regular, meaningful conversations with those you care about. Ask, "Are you okay?" any day. Because a conversation could change a life. Learn how to ask at ruok.org.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy 3 Bridgestone Taranza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Resources mined or quarried in Australia one day are being manufactured into bricks, aluminium and glass using Australian natural gas the next. Natural gas is used by Australian manufacturers to generate extreme heat over many hours to process and add value to Australia's natural resources. That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss. For stronger, healthier hair. Thehairypill.com.au.
Hey guys, it's Britt and I am back. Let me tell you, Bali was incredible. I stayed at the Ayana Resort for the first time and my God, it had everything. This place was so big with so many restaurants, 14 pools, a private beach, everything you could want. You deserve a holiday too. And when you go through Jetstar Holidays, not only can you book flights, hotels and much more all in one spot, but you'll save with exclusive deals and sexy perks. So do it now. Search Jetstar Holidays or head to Jetstar.com.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 apple pies and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
I don't think dying is the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
With iHeart, just type in the artist, song or genre and press play. Here's what one happy listener had to say.
It's all right, I guess.
It's all right, he guesses. Download the free iHeart app and listen to more of what you love.
Shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wait? It's great, but while in this world
This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Psst. I see dead people.
Please welcome Tyler Henry.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Tyler Henry. We know this name. We've known this name. It's got to be 10 years, right, Jackie?
Yeah, we should ask Tyler, actually, how long, like, he's been doing this for on TV, obviously.
Tyler Henry, right. The world-renowned, what do you call yourself? All-round good guy, psychic medium.
You know, Macaulay Culkin impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Kevin!
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I consider myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of, you know, acceptance for whatever this may actually end up being.
So what do you, you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience.
Right.
At the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something.
Yes. Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you don't, you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we didn't do.
And
I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box and this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best, I mean, guys that do similar, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show, the randoms ring up, they start reading their life, and they're crying, they can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
Silence. Silence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
that does every other person's relative have a message except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck!
Yeah. And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, you know, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry,
Tyler. My asthma's going to flare up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You know, I went to a haunted house once, right? It was like...
Sorry, I've just got to blow Dad off this sheet. Oh, I should have got you to blow it.
Never mind, missed opportunity.
Kyle. anyway, when I came back, it was a flight. Like, we had to catch a flight. When I came back, I swear I bought something with me because my daughter, who was really young at the time, like 1.5, she started like pointing to something and saying ba-ba-ba-ba.
In the corner, right?
In the corner of the room.
Sure.
And it just like, and then there was our next door neighbor had a friend over who was like yourself, like, you know, a clairvoyant medium. And she said, oh, you need to let your neighbor know she's got something in it.
Is this the neighbor you used to have the bath with?
Yeah, that one.
That's another whole story, Kyle. You know, for that rubbish.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might want to visualize that on the way out. But. Yeah.
So do you think that's possible? I've always wanted to know, like, what the story was there.
There is a phenomenon called the hitchhiker effect.
Right.
And it exists, I don't know if you're familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, but it's in the Uneeda Basin.
I've seen that. I've seen some ghost adventures thing on that joint.
Yes.
That's so a weird place.
A lot of people have reported after leaving there that they had abnormalities at home, with their families, with their vehicles, technology. So there does something, does seem
it can
to be something
happen.
To it. I personally don't like to, like, investigate haunted places. For that very reason.
Isn't that for the loony brigade out there?
That's for the ghost hunters.
You've got the real show,
That's
you know?
Right. I think there's something to be said about, you know, exploring consciousness, pushing it to its limits, seeing what's possible. But I try to not dehumanize spirits. And if they are there and if they are in a bad spot, you know, I don't want to make that worse.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're very considerate.
Considering they're already dead.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get a kinder soul.
Yeah, right.
Alive and in death. He's going to be a sweetheart.
We try. Just bare minimum.
I love it.
So is there anything you can say or from your learnings that you haven't ever shared with anyone before? Like, what about, we had a makeup artist once who claimed that she used to be intimate with a ghost.
Wow.
And didn't want it.
Yes.
But the ghost wanted it.
That's very complicated.
Have you heard of those things happening?
Yes.
How do you set those boundaries?
I know that's a...
It's complicated.
Does that shit happen?
Hard to say. People self-report, you know, a lot of intense experiences.
Oh, Michael Jackson's God bless him. The king himself's here. Thank God you've shown up.
Yes. He's coming through me, not you.
I think he's more likely to come through me or Tyler than you.
You know, when LaToya Jackson goes to Hawaii and she lands, she says,
Aloha.
The worst joke.
That was awful.
Stick to reading dead people.
I am a better medium than a comedian.